We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark Sid Reese, we are back as the Phils and the Nats tonight. At 7:05, Joe Giulio will lead you into the game. The starting lineup, Odubel, Hoskins, Realmuto, Harper, McCutchen, Bohm, Miller, Torreyes, and Zach Wheeler. It's Wheeler against Scherzer tonight.
Scherzer.
I can't wait to see this. Great pitching matchup. Hopefully Wheeler can continue what he's been doing this year. So what do you think tonight, Ike? I mean, coming off a not a long road trip, West Coast trip, but
long enough.
Long enough to lose four of six. You know, the Nats certainly aren't good this year.
Sweep.
Yeah?
Sweep.
All right, you have a...
we got Wheeler. Who else? Eflin pitched Sunday, right?
Yeah, and I'm kind of disappointed in...
Is Nola going to go with this series? It has to, right?
I think tomorrow's Velasquez. Yeah, tomorrow's Velasquez versus Fetty, which they should win.
Okay, and then what about?
And then they're four up in New York.
Yeah, so they're it's
a two game series.
Yeah,
it's a two game series.
Oh,
they got a doubleheader on Friday.
Thursday off, so then you have Nola pitching the first game. Oh, it looks like, and then Spencer Howard. And I mean, can we stop with Spencer Howard, please?
Can we? I don't know.
I've already had enough.
I think we found an athlete softer than Ben Simmons, and it's Spencer Howard.
So why
is
he,
Jack? You're going soft,
dude.
It's just
so embarrassing.
So why is he soft? Why
well,
are you saying that?
Because it's like first off, he can't pitch 97 miles an hour into the fifth inning, which is ridiculous if you want to be a starter. Mm-hmm. Very quick with the excuses. I mean, the whole eating the banana before the start to help
and the protein strength. Shake. Yeah.
Yeah. Getting tired, jogging to first base. Like it just seems like he's very,
right.
Very quick with the excuses.
And
yeah. Oh, awesome!
Starting to drive me crazy.
Meanwhile, a guy like Bailey Falter, who was a mid-round pick, comes in and he has no problem going out there and striking guys out or whatever.
Sir.
So, awesome, Jack. That's great. So, Phils tonight, again tomorrow during the day, and then a weekend series against the Mets. Let's go to the phones. As finally, Ike, we haven't heard from him. I didn't know if he was texting Jack, but Chuck from Mount Airy. Joins
yes,
us.
Sir.
Chuck, how are you, buddy?
Phils. How you feeling?
Well, we're still trying to get through this.
Hey, listen. I called WIP. I had to get on my chest yesterday. I called the morning show and the afternoon show. Y'all took too long to come on, man. I was pissed yesterday.
You can call us.
Yeah, you know, I got everything on my chest.
All right. But, I thought maybe you were our number one caller. I guess not, Chuck.
Well, I was pissed, you know what I mean? But,
I know, you couldn't help it. You had to call, and then, all right.
Yeah, man, I was pissed, man. You know what I mean? It was overnight, and I was pissed. But anyway,
you couldn't wait. Basically what you're saying. You couldn't wait from 2 to 6.
I couldn't wait.
Yes.
I was just steaming, man. You know what I mean? But I calmed down a little bit. And I kind of agree with Ike, but this is what I'm saying, right? I got a trade out there.
Okay.
And I really want to trade the center. But, see, y'all, I knew you guys would take my head off of saying that, but I want to be
– Well, hold on. Talk to me, though. Who you trading for?
I mean, you got the most value on the team. I mean,
sure.
every year we make the playoffs, like, you know what I mean? It's always something.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I don't know if he's going to still continue to play at a high level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's just too much variables right there with Embiid. And he has the highest value right now. And I don't think you can win a championship in today's NBA with a 7-foot center being your best player. That's just me.
You might be right.
That's the best point you made right there, Chuck, outside of the injury history is, you know, we're the one team, I guess along with Denver, but we're the one team, one of the few teams that is trying to build their team around a big man in today's NBA. Right, and that's rare. Everybody else is going with players that you can switch, five guys. I mean, you watch the Western Conference and you watch the Clippers and the Suns. All five of their guys, unless DeAndre Ayton is out there and he's not a primary guy, most of these guys are like 6'7", 6'8". Like, so everybody's like a wing player that can handle the ball and score on their own.
Exactly. And we're racking our brains trying to build our team around a 7-foot injury-prone center. Not saying he's not great, but I know he's going to be great for. But I do got a trade right now, right?
Okay.
If we want to trade Ben Simmons, and I like this guy. He came back last year, and he revived himself in Houston. I like John Wall. He ain't going to be scared to take the shot at the end of the game. He's not going to be scared to drive. He's not going to be scared to go to the free throw line. And I would trade John Wall in a three-way package. Try to get Dallas involved, because I think Chris Stapleton's one out of Dallas. And, I try to get John Wall here for Ben Simmons. What, you know,
I hadn't heard that one, Chuck. Listen, John Wall is a guy who's going to shoot the ball. He's a point guard. Okay. I wouldn't.
You consider it.
I'll consider that one. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, yeah. I had to wreck my brain a little bit just to think. I put my GM cap on real quick and see what I can do. And I think John Wall would be a good addition here. You got Seth that can shoot the ball. You know, you got shooters already. Mm-hmm. Tobias would be here with John Wall. And Embiid, that's a nice big three.
No thank you, Chuck. No thanks.
So you would rather have C.J. McCollum than John Wall?
I mean, John Wall has 1 year left on his contract making $44 million, and I don't know what he has. What does he have left after coming back? Is he putting up?
I don't know. What does C.J. McCollum have?
Well, I mean, C.J. McCollum was playing on a team that thanks, Chuck, appreciate it. At least he was playing he was the starter on a team that went to the playoffs. Houston's the worst team in the league. So,
it's
I mean.
It's not John Wall's fault.
No, I know, but, like, I can't tell you that I watched it.
It's like C.J.'s not responsible for them being in the playoffs. That's why they want to trade him.
They want to trade him because he's disappointed in the playoffs. But, I mean, what does John Wall have left?
I don't know. How old is he?
He left. He missed an entire almost like two seasons straight. Played in 40 games last year, averaged 20 points per game. I mean,
we had a team. We built this team off injured players. Now, no injured players.
It would just be disappointing going from trading wanting to trade Simmons for James Harden, who's on the Rockets, to trading for
John Wall
on the Rockets.
Yeah.
Well, James Harden, who also did what James Harden does, which is not make a true impact in the playoffs and gets injured. So, I mean, James Harden is James Harden, but I'm sorry, but the Nets are home right now, right?
They are.
Oh, okay.
And part of the reason is he couldn't stay healthy and was out of shape when the season started.
There you go.
Let's go to Mike in Philly. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Ike, I just been listening to you guys on my drive home doing work today, and I got to say, Ike,
yes,
you are a great motivational speaker. You speak a lot of truth, and you speak a lot of things that are right and wrong and everything in the situation. You're
love
right.
You.
The city is mad. Mm-hmm. Everyone is mad as mad can be. I can't curse on the radio, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. But we can't make rash decisions. We can't just throw away somebody and just for the sake of getting rid of them. At the same time, Simmons, if you're listening, this is an opportunity for anyone to grow and to be better. And if he's 24 years of age. Mm-hmm. When I was 24 years old, I was in college trying to do work and do everything, and I slipped and fell a lot. But you have to get better. That's what my dad always said.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can't do that, he is wasting his talent that you and me or anyone could have a fraction do millions of times better with.
Let me ask you a question. What makes you think that Ben Simmons is just going to pick himself up and he's going to be the player that we want him to be? What gives you an indication, anything that you've seen from his NBA career, that's something he's going to do?
It's hard to say.
No, it's not. And you say nothing is what
his
answer.
Listen, exactly. It might be that. But again, he's 24 years old. People do a lot of stupid stuff in their 20s, and it takes a moment in time for him to grow up. If he doesn't, it's on him. If he does, that's phenomenal. We got something great. But he's also right. Ike's also right in the fact that we can't sell low, and he has to get better. And if he doesn't get better by the trade deadline, he has to put that, like Ike said, got to put that fear of God into him as a GM. You either get in the program, you get better, you train, you take care of what you got to take care of, and you come back better. And if you don't, you're gone. And if we got to bite the bullet,
it's
something, we got to do it. I mean, Ike brings up a good point. Yeah, we are all pissed, but we can't do something drastic because then we're throwing away a
Who said you're
team.
Doing something drastic? Why do you have to do something drastic? How about you just say, hey, Ben Simmons' value isn't what it was 2 years ago. Ben Simmons' value is what it is. So try to improve the team and win this year with Joel Embiid, with C.J. McCollum, with Rocco.
Mm-hmm.
Do a sign and trade with Kyle Lowry. Come on, man.
I keep bringing Rocco
up. Yeah, you're
up,
right. You're right. You could do that, too. You could definitely do that, too. But it's pretty much the ball is in Ben Simmons' court. It's also in the GM's court. They're going to have a lot of talking over the offseason, but everyone just needs to cool down and think about this rationally. And Ben Simmons has a lot of thinking he's got to do, and so does the GM.
All right. I mean, all right, Mike. You're worked up. You agree with Ike. Thank you. I do agree with Mike, though, that Ike is very motivating when he speaks.
Well, why doesn't that work at home?
What is it? I mean, it doesn't work with my kids either.
Yeah.
I thought it was just me.
At home, man.
Your kids are older.
I ain't just talking about the kids.
So I just think, and I'll just say this, all right?
Yes.
With Ben Simmons, I don't believe Ben Simmons is going to change. I don't believe he's going to change here. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that next year, if he stays here, or the year after that, if he stays here, that we're talking about anything other than what we're talking about right now with Ben Simmons. Maybe he's a little bit better during the regular season. Maybe we see the aggressive Ben more during the regular season. But let's be honest. When it gets to playoff time and it gets to crunch time and you're in a playoff game, is Ben Simmons going to have the ball in his hands?
No.
Right, exactly. Nobody. I don't believe that.
Nor do I want it in his hands.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Nor do I want it in his hands. If there is a way, and I can't see it right now, but if there is a way to get Kyle Lowry here, and still retain Ben Simmons, now you're looking at possibly Kyle Lowry, Tobias Harris, Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid, and maybe Seth Curry as your starting five. Like, maybe that's what you're looking at.
Mm.
The biggest issue for the Sixers is they don't have a floor general
need a point guard.
Have the ball in his hands at the end of the game, making decisions to either get the right person the ball, take the shot when you need him to, or go to the line and make clutch free throws. Like, that's what's happening with the Sixers right now.
Well, you need to get the ball out of Embiid's hands as much as he has
yeah,
it in his hands now.
Yeah,
you're
asking him to do
yes.
too much.
Way
yes.
too much. Seven yes. foot two, he's trying to do too much. He's doing spin moves. Ball's getting stripped. He's turning the ball over. Because and Ben has these assists, but, I mean, is he really setting guys up? He's a good passer.
No, right? It's just easy to do early in the game.
When you kick
when
it in
fourth
the threes,
quarter, yeah. yeah, when it's fourth quarter and everything tightens down, that's when you need him. And he shies away from that moment. That's the real issue, is that he doesn't want to be put in that position to where he has to make a critical shot or make critical free throws. And that's where the mental part of it, where they have to get him over that hurdle. Because really, he's shying away from being a part of what's going on.
Yeah. Yep. Very clear.
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, let's go to the Mark Cerise text line.
Text line.
Gotta be honest, watching Dork this series reminded me a lot of someone else. Brett in Australia.
I'll stand by my statement. The Sixers are in the Eastern Conference Finals if Brett Brown's the coach.
No.
Meh. Well, no. I mean, could you have done a worse job than Doc Rivers?
Brett Brown could have, yeah.
Really? A lot of people agree with you, by the way. Jack, Brett Brown, coach? Are they in the Eastern Conference Finals?
I have no idea. Like I just have a take. I know it's a cop out, but like who knows really? I think Doc was a disaster, but I think it looked just like Brett Brown.
It
literally just, they looked exactly the same. Like it's as simple as that. So I think they're not there either way.
Did Brett Brown ever blow a 26-point lead and an 18-point lead? That's a I don't know. Yeah, at home, maybe. No, he never did that.
Not in the playoffs, I don't think he did.
No. I mean, listen, Doc was clearly better than Brett in something.
In the regular
season.
Yeah,
in the regular
season,
but postseason, he sucked.
The only mistake that this city made is getting rid of Gabe, and everyone knows that.
Bigger loss, Gabe or Brett Brown?
Gabe, obviously.
Yeah. They still have the best record in baseball, the Giants?
They sure do.
What's next?
Awesome. Would Ike do the McCollum deal if Rocco was in the deal and brought back the Rocco drop? John in Somerdale.
Rocco.
Well, I know people love that drop.
So here's what we can do. We can talk about the trade until it happens or doesn't happen, and that way we can incorporate the Rocco drop in again. There you go. I don't know. I don't know how.
Nobody wants Robert Covington back here, man. Come on, man. Did you actually watch him in the playoffs versus Denver?
Do you think that
watching him blowing two obvious dunks in that game?
But you see the deflections? Do you think that if Rocco came back, Spike would stay?
Ah, that may be one way to get me to accept Rocco.
Yeah, we can factor that into the Rocco
yes.
trade.
He's just where did I say Spike's doing a bunch of radio hits.
Yeah, he's on the Zach Lowe podcast. He's on Zach Gelb last night.
That's where I saw him last night.
He's going on his own station with CBS Sports Radio.
It is a valid question. Zach Gelb is on at night on CBS Sports Radio, and Spike will be his boss. So it's a good move by Zach Gelb in
there you go.
Getting him on.
Classic buttering up.
Yeah. Good work, Zach. What's next?
Please get rid of this guy. I can't take it anymore. Joel in South Philly.
Yeah, that's probably what JoJo is feeling right now. I would imagine that. Yeah.
JoJo's thinking like, yo, like, come on, man. Like, if you can't do it, we got to get somebody that can.
Listen, it's nothing new that star players, when they are the guy, they assess the talent around them. LeBron's been doing that for years. Trade guys every year. He trade guys at trade day. Remember, that's a joke. LeBron's going to trade you at the trade deadline.
Yep.
So star players get upset about what's around them, and eventually, now I don't know how much sway JoJo has upstairs, but if he says it enough and stumps loud enough,
if he just brings up that, hey, I just played on a torn meniscus and was risking everything out there, and this guy couldn't dunk a basketball against a 5'11 point guard, I think that would be enough. Also, did you see LeBron James' tweet?
No.
Never thought I'd be talking from this perspective, but I'm not really sure what else you expected. When the higher-ups have all come together as a collective with conspiracies to end my run and send me a message. King emoji.
What?
Oh, my God.
What the hell is going on? What is he talking about?
NBA's conspiracy to conspiring against him.
When was that tweeted out?
Like 10 minutes ago.
Is that right?
See,
he's gonna calm down.
No, dude, go on vacation somewhere. Stop trying to be in the center of attention. I mean, you've let out tweet after tweet after tweet after tweet since you lost.
Zero Dark 30.
Yeah, my goodness. Quit trying to hog the spotlight.
He doesn't know what else to do.
No,
it's like no one's paying attention.
He wants somebody to talk about him on his talk shows in the morning. Oh, LeBron said this. Ooh. Oh, God.
You're right.
Let me tell
you. Shut his hole.
Let me tell you. I've never seen a player as great as this dude be so annoying, man. I swear to God.
He reminds me of A-Rod.
Yeah. Yeah. Except at least he's won a lot, and A-Rod is A-Rod.
Yeah, a better A-Rod.
A-Rod is still taking hills.
But
he's dating J-Lo. He
definitely is. As far as what Bron was saying about all the injuries and things like that, a lot of the players that he was talking about and the injuries are players that get injured all the time as it is. Like Kawhi, is that because there was a short offseason why Kawhi has a bad knee and Kyrie stepped on Giannis's foot? You know what I mean? So it's like there's something to it, but they could have also played less games for less money if they wanted to. Right, they played 72 games. They got paid for a full season. So, Bron wants to say, the NBA's bad. I told you this was going to happen. All right, well, you guys could have done a 60-game series for less money. Could have more time off. All right, any more, Jack?
I'm all for running Ben out of here on a rail for the right price. The thing that bothers me the most is everyone we do get our way with getting out of here, like Kapler, Andy, Fultz, and probably Wentz, do better once they're gone. And we just look stupid for wanting them gone. Mike in Birdsboro.
Very good point.
We look bad in the Kapler situation. Howard actually went on the air in San Francisco, because you remember when they hired him, he went on there and said he's got no shot. Gabe Kapler's got no shot. He actually went on there and I think he walked it back. He apologized for it and said he was wrong.
Yeah, but I remember a lot of people saying it was the right time for Kapler to move on, and they were happy that the Phillies hired Joe Girardi.
Yes, most
even,
people were saying
that. Even Kapler supporters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including me.
So it's easy to go back, and now we want to Kapler, because Girardi isn't doing much. But when he got fired and Girardi was being hired, seemed like everybody was on board with that.
For sure. What else?
John, do you still have a sunburn because you are heated up today? Nick in Delaware.
I don't have a sunburn, no.
Oh, you look good.
No, I don't. You know what I do have, though?
What?
A new car coming on Saturday.
Hey!
It's the end of an era, Ike, and it's very emotional for me.
Very emotional for you?
It is, because I totaled my car. I got the Camry LE, I totaled my old car, hit a deer, driving into work in the morning. Mm. And that was right before my daughter was born. My first daughter. So that's like that was like I had to get a new, boom, got a new car, baby was born. So it's like, this is the end of an era here. Like,
yeah.
2021 Camry, or 2012 Camry LE. Goodbye.
What you getting?
A Highlander. Toyota Highlander.
Going to the big car.
Oh, you got kids, man.
That's why I need to get it.
Yeah, you got kids.
It was an ultimatum.
Glenn has a Highlander.
A lot of baby seats.
Yeah, my wife had a Highlander, but we got the minivan. Because the Highlander has the third row, but it's tough to do that every day with three kids.
Yeah.
So that's coming.
Love it.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, any more, Jack?
Daryl Morey said that 25 or 26 teams in this league would love to be in our situation. Okay, so you're saying those teams would rather be playing 18 than be in the top 10% of the NBA playing for a title? What did you win in Houston again? Oh, that's right, nothing. That's why you left, right? Four! Scott from Delco.
Oh. You're the best, Scott. The Clippers against the Suns tonight. Ike, the Suns have a one-game-to-none lead. It is a 4.5-point line. The Phoenix is the favorite tonight.
Yeah, I took the Clippers plus the points.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
A little bit of a light line there. Chris Paul is
still out.
Reading today that he has a fever and stuff like that, so he may not
COVID.
Be. Yeah, he may not be back for the series. Who knows?
Is he still the MVP?
Let me check. They keep winning games. He's not.
Well, I mean,
man, Booker's coming out there.
Got their best player. He's playing.
Yeah. All right. Joe Giglio's coming up next. So you like the Phils tonight? Because it'll be an entire series played before we next talk to the people out there.
And I took the over.
Did you?
6.5 tonight.
Ooh.
Got a feeling. I just got a feeling.
Couple hard hit balls, home runs. Scherzer's not feeling it.
Yeah.
Wheeler sucks.
Well, it's the bullpen. Once it gets to the bullpen, runs come.
Hector the protector. All right, Giglio's coming up next. He'll take you into leading off, and then the Phils and the Nats. We're back tomorrow, everybody. Have a great night. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.